As a winemaker, I would say, I think we can all sit there as judges and say, and ask the question, what was the winemaker's intention here? And I think what is exciting is that wines that are showing a lot more balance, and instead of just throwing a whole bunch of oak and overdoing things to get this big blockbuster wine, it does look like, from a winemaker's perspective, that it feels like there's a lot of thought going into the winemaking process to get the best out of the fruit and focus on the fruit and allow that to come out. Chardonnay got me very excited, especially because I do a lot of tastings for people, and the interaction, especially from some parts of the market, are they don't want to drink Chardonnay, and that's, you know, obviously very old way of thinking about what wines people decide to drink. But I think what was exciting me about the Chardonnay was firstly the variation in style and how well they're being done, from the more riper style, very fruit driven, all the way through to the leaner, more austere style. And both sort of through the entire spectrum, everything's being done again with a lot of thought. And we're not looking at these massive blockbusters again that are the ones that are showing really well on a day of judging. I would say definitely the more austere styles are more exciting for me, especially because I think we start drilling down into why are they coming out like that in the final wine? Is it the soils they're grown on? Is it the winemaking technique? Is it the picking time? So it's opening up all of these things instead of, again, just focusing on one big massive style. Pinot Noir was, I think it was a tough one, especially for that reason. You've got people that are pouring their hearts and driving their brands around a particular variety. And I don't think we're quite there yet. we had some nice examples, and perhaps some of the most, you know, the best representatives of a really great Pinot Noir aren't even entered into this competition. So one comment that James made, which made a lot of sense to me, is that our vines aren't quite at the maturity level to be producing really top-notch Pinot Noirs yet. And just like with Pinotage, I think we're still figuring out which soils are the best for those varieties. It is a finicky variety, so as a winemaker, I don't envy those guys. We've still got some work to do, but there were some really nice wines on the class.